We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Buick GMC Studios, Morse has more. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is the Joe Rose Show on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
Hey, welcome back for the 7 o'clock hour. A lot of stuff going on here, even though we're in the month of July, and a lot of folks taking their vacations or just coming back from a vacation. We got a lot of good stuff going on. We had the All-Star Game, Home Run Derby, and now we get set for football starting up. And while football's getting going, we're going to have two of the top soccer teams in the world.
That's right.
Barcelona and Real Madrid playing each other at Hard Rock Stadium.
I believe training camp for the Dolphins opens the 27th, I think it is. And that's the first day we, by the way, start broadcasting from training camp.
You know who we got first day, because I talked to him.
Who? Tell
Adam
me.
Gase.
Okay, perfect.
First day coming on.
Adam Gase, I believe, enjoyed a big country concert this past weekend here in Perfect Vodka Amphitheater in West Palm Beach.
Did he go up for that?
I have inside sources that says he might have been there for the concert.
Yeah.
Hunt concert this past weekend. Your boy.
Yeah. Small town. Love that. Uh-huh. Small town.
I believe he was there this weekend. He's a country fan, so I believe he was there this weekend. But yeah, I'm excited because before you left for your trip, I sat down with our program director, Ryan McGuire, and we went over all the Dolphins training camp dates, and we picked him out, and we're going to be out there for what it looks like, 10 shows. From training camp, the first week is that Thursday, Friday. We're going to be out there. The next week after that, almost the whole week. So we're going to be right in the thick of things. And with all that said, by the way, July 27th for the Dolphins, August 1st for the Canes. Talked to Mark Richt last week, saw the boys last week from there, and getting set. Spoke to so many coaches getting ready, from Bobby Petrino, Steve Adazy. Like, you name the coach in the ACC, we talked to him.
Yeah.
I am psyched for football. After going to those ACC days and now talking about Dolphins training camp, I cannot wait for football to start.
Florida State and Alabama jump right into their schedule.
That's
playing each other.
We asked Jimbo about that also.
Getting right into it.
And Saban was asked by Joe Zagacki and Big O about that as well from SEC days. And I think Saban's comment was actually interesting when he said
they're built like an SEC team.
That Florida State looks like Alabama.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Two really good programs and a hell of a way to start things off. So, yeah, that game will be a lot of fun. And
by the way, the FSU kid that missed the season last year, the safety, Derwin James.
Yeah, he's freakish.
He sat next to us at the booth. It was him and Francois, the quarterback. And James looks like he could play power forward in the NBA. He looks like we asked him the positions he might play this year on the field. Outside of safety, outside linebacker, and at one of the spring practices, he told coaches he wanted to see what he looked like at defensive end. Now, he's a little undersized when it comes to meat, I guess you could say, but this dude is huge, like Sean Taylor size huge for a safety.
They're saying, Jimbo said that he has not had a guy like that. And
unbelievable.
I thought you were going to say everything but defensive tackle. I really did, basically.
When he said to us basically off the air, because Joe Zagacki asked him, like, how many positions do you think you're going to play? And he goes, as many as they want me to. And off the air, he goes, I even wanted the coaches to try me out defensive end on some plays when it was 3rd and 19, 3rd and 18. And I was like, oh, my goodness, I feel bad for anyone if he's coming off the edge. He's quick, he's fast, and he's huge.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what that's going to look like. Hey, before I forget, I did something last night, and it was a build-up. We just got back home. I was in my office last night. It was early. And I was looking out the window. In the front, I got a big lot of grass around where I live in Davie, and I have the same two dogs with the same couple that walk their dogs in the evening.
Okay,
and their dogs always take a dump on my yard.
Lawn. Yeah.
So okay. I don't want to be. I'm gonna get along with everybody. I just kind of. So you know, we're not out in front. And my wife's sitting there. I go, look at this. Let's just see if these two dogs always seem to take a dump on our – I live on a corner.
You were watching. I like that.
So I was watching, and sure enough, two big dogs take two big dumps on my yard.
Yeah.
And it's pretty open.
Okay.
There's a tree in there and some rocks that my wife kind of had to make it so it's just not all
grass. It's nice
grass.
Outside. A little pretty out there.
So – they do it, and I'm like, let's just see. So I'm kind of doing play-by-play this. I go, now let's see if the husband or
picks
the wife, or they live in the back, you see if they scoop it up.
Or leave it as fertilizer.
And now recently I've stepped on it, and it's good size, so I figured, you know, before I left for my vacation, I stepped on it one night.
Mm.
So sure enough, they just keep walking.
Mm.
So my wife goes, oh, just let it go. I just want to get along with all the neighbors. We don't know. You don't know a lot of the people. Let's just low-key it. It's not a big deal. I go, no. It's just like they do this all the time. I'm guessing all the dumps that I see
are from
this couple.
Yeah.
There's just no respect. There's nothing in their hand to pick it up.
Mm.
So you know what I did last night before I went to bed? I didn't say anything to my wife because my wife wants to get along with everybody.
My
wife wants to get along with their so what if they yelled at us? Just let it go. Let's just get along. Let's not get involved. You don't have to get involved in everything. So I took a shovel.
Oh, no.
Zach, I took the shovel from
and
I picked it up and I walked it to the back. To their house.
Uh-huh.
I walked back probably 100,
so
150 yards.
So
I walked down. I got a shovel.
And poop in it.
Right before dark.
Yeah.
I'm walking down. I got it. And I've got a big load of crap.
Of duty. Yeah.
So I go in front of the house. And I go up on the doorstep. And I dump it off.
On the doorstep?
On the doorstep where they come out, they're going to see it. And hopefully they recognize it's from their dogs.
Okay.
Didn't make a big deal about it. Dumped it off, shook it off, took it off the shovel, and I walked back and I put it.
Hmm.
So I'm telling you, for the first time this morning, never came back. Wife goes, oh, what'd you do? Go for a walk? I go, yeah, I just wanted to walk a little bit before come back in and try to get to bed early tonight. And I dumped it off.
Wow.
I didn't say anything. Didn't knock on the door and go, hey, your dog, we watched you. No confrontations. No more confrontation.
Mm.
Just dumped it off on right next to the door, right next to the front door.
Sure.
They got a beautiful front door. Beautiful. Nice and big. And the doormat, right next to the doormat. I didn't put on the doormat. I didn't want to stain the crap on there.
Okay.
So I put it next to it. A huge, pretty heavy.
Yeah.
From both dogs unloading on my yard.
Mm.
And I left. I didn't make a big deal. I just put it back on my shoulder. It looked like a movie. And I walked with the shovel down the street, and I went back, put it in the garage, wiped it off, put a little water on it, wiped it off, put it back in.
Like nothing happened.
Put it in the backyard where my wife was doing some work and left it.
Hmm.
So if those people, I don't know if they know, I don't know if they know us or not or what we do, but I just want to let you know, if anybody hears about anybody in my neighborhood having a big load of crap right next to the front door, it was me.
Okay. All right.
It was from your two stinking dogs that dumped big boy dumps on my grass.
I just think that if you're going to have two dogs like that, I have two dogs. I walk around like that also. A lot of the times my big dog, I let her out in my backyard to do what she's got to do because I know what she's going to leave on someone else's.
But most dogs don't. I get that most dogs want to walk a while and then they.
Yeah. My big dog will go right in the back and then go for a little walk in the front. My little dog might go and get on somebody's lawn and do a little bit, but usually not enough to make
a little
difference.
If it's a little dog where you go out there and you can hardly see it in the grass,
it doesn't make
a
big difference. My big dog, it looks like a man came to your house and laid down on the grass for a little bit. Yeah, at that point, you have to kind of, be respectful to the neighbors. If those two dogs come every basically day and do that on your lawn.
Well, I don't know if they do every day.
Well, there's probably a good chance if they've done it more than once that they kind of know the area, those two dogs, and that's where they just kind of feel comfortable at this time.
Right.
They find their little area to go and they go. You got to be a little more respectful. So I'm going to say this, and normally when you give me a story like this, I'm a little ashamed of you, but I'm proud of you. Good for you. Because I think I would have done the same thing at that point but if this was a constant thing going on in my front yard. And we're getting the text coming and going, way to go, Joe, by the way.
But there was no going out in the front yard and going, hey, you guys going to pick that up? I'm sitting out or watching because I don't want to look like I'm looking through my, I'm paranoid my window. My wife and I were watching. Go clean it. You know, I didn't want to do that.
Yeah, a little
just
weird.
Got back from a nice vacation, and I was just like in there's just no confrontation. But I said, you know what? I went to clean it up, and I go, you know what I'm going to do? I know where they live. I went back. I just happen to know where they live. A lot of neighbors I don't even know in the back.
Yeah, but these particular—
I just happen to know where these people live.
Yeah, I got you.
They live close to some people that we do know. My kids are friends with somebody back there. And I go, I've seen them back there. I know where they are. Mm. And dumped it off.
Got to be a little more respectful for your neighbor. Like, to just have it every day in that same
spot. But I don't
spot.
Want— I've done the confrontation thing over a guy hitting a tree and—
Well, that's
that
a different
was drunk
story,
and
Joe,
stuff.
That
I
is,
don't want to get into all that
talking
stuff
talking about anymore. Dog duty or hitting or wrapping a car around a tree? It's a little bit of a different story in those two, but
so
good for you. I'm okay with that. Good for you.
But there's nobody. Matter of fact, if I didn't mention it on the air today, if somebody's like, wow, somebody put crap on our thing. And hopefully the wife says to the husband, geez, I think that's our dog. So where does our, do you think it's
and those guys again?
But what are they going to say? They can get mad that their dog took a crap on my yard.
No, I mean, listen, it's their fault. Their fault. You're going to have two dogs come around and you kind of know what the way of the neighborhood is and where your two dogs are going to go all the time. Eventually, if you bring your two dogs to the same place almost every single day and every single day it's going to happen.
Through the walk. Everybody walks their dogs around.
I know, but what I'm saying is, you see those dogs, they're smelling because they kind of know where they go. They kind of, you know, like they mark their little territory. And those two dogs, you know, bad for you, they mark their territory right in your front lawn.
So anyway, man, that's what I did. Yesterday.
With a shovel, huh?
Never said a word to my wife.
Oh, good
never
for you.
Said a word.
I think I might go back and get
wife
back to
wife doesn't listen, hasn't listened to the show in years. So
what about that neighbor? You don't think that neighbor's listening? I hope not, right?
Well, it doesn't matter.
I know. Well, I mean, they're going to know now if they didn't know before.
I don't think
you shoveled it
guy's,
back.
Wait, you think that guy's going to knock on my door?
No.
I know my dog craps on your thing, but you put the crap on my, was that you? Did you really do? I go, yeah, that was me.
I kind of hope he does.
I hope he does
that,
too.
Yeah. I want to be there with a video camera when that happens because I want to see, not that there's confrontation there, but like, you know, just for him to ask that question.
I literally was in front and we were talking
and you
she came in
it.
And asked me and the thing, and we were looking out the front and I go, oh, I said, watch this, Mark, watch this. Don't leave. Keep an eye. And she goes,
yeah.
Ooh. And I go, you want me to go say something? She goes, no. We just got home. Can we just get along and just everybody get along? And I go, okay. And then she went back in the room and talking to the girls.
And you just decided it's over.
That's it. I'm gonna wait for just before dark. I'm going out.
Yep. What'd you tell her you're going outside to do? Or did you?
No, I walk. I walk a little bit at night.
Oh, so you just said I'm going for a little
my
walk.
Steps.
Oh,
and stuff.
I forgot. So you're a little device. Yeah.
That Fitbit. I'm on this. Absolutely.
I'm sure you hit all your numbers when you were in Spain. When you were in Spain, right?
Killed them
because you were walking a lot.
You walk everywhere.
Yeah,
man. Walk.
Yep. There's nothing else to do but walk and
you
go
walk,
to places.
Walk and see places. No, and
eat. Is eat good out there?
That's the only thing you do more than walk is eat.
I know. I've been on vacation in Europe. I know.
That's the.
There's
other,
nothing really else to do.
Other part of the
you
game.
Go see like the church. You go see this. You go see that, and then you eat. Where are we going to lunch?
Hey. Can I throw something else out here early this morning to the Moss family? Now, I don't think I know the Moss family. I've been down here a long time, but I don't think I've met.
Sounds like a plead right here.
The Moss family that some people think, there's articles written that they're the front runner to buy the Marlins.
Don't ask Lori that.
They're smart enough. I know there was a lot of bonding going on at the All-Star game. Everybody saw them hugging and. And
they're
David
right
Sampson came up there and hugged, and they had the good seats. So
real
like,
good seats.
I mean, I can see where all the media said, "Well, there it is, the Moss family." And I listen, they're billionaires. It's family money. They're from our community. I love it. I do. If they get it, but if they do buy it, like apparently there's some articles out yesterday that I happen to be reading that David Sampson's trying to stay on. As a president.
Nightmare.
They're like the Moss family's smart enough to know that he's been part of the problem, right?
I would assume so. You don't become a billionaire.
He's part of the dark cloud that's over the team.
100%.
I'm not going to sit and rip the guy. And I'm not getting into the small jokes and all that stuff.
You don't need to. You could just say what it is. Uh-huh. If he stays on with whatever group buys his team, it's a nightmare. You set it out front. Clean house. Make the fans happy. What did I bring up the other day? The BIS index, the butts and seats index.
Right.
He hurts that. He hurts that just by being on your in your management. Get rid of the guys. Get rid, clean house. Start all over. Let's make baseball the pastime of America. Let's just do something good down here with this franchise.
Yeah, I thought it was Dodgers home games. I'm listening to chants of "Let's go Dodgers," and I was just like wondering. And then I guess this whole David Sampson thing and Jeffrey Lurie is going to make out a lot of money, and those comments that he made. I'm just amazed that the media didn't call him out for his comments. We have those comments again. We'll have those for you coming up, talking to the media about being surprised by, everybody's making a big deal.
The dumbest thing I've ever heard, Joe.
It ranks right up there, right? But it fits what he is as the owner.
Of course it does. But yes, that's how it is. This has been his mantra since he's been down here.
Take your money, you thief.
And get out.
Take your big money grab and get out of here.
Peace out.
Get the deal done.
Yeah. Enough already. There's no deal. What are you talking about? People get married and unmarried. Sure, sell the team.
Yeah.
Please.
Married, unmarried, sell the team.
I'd like to get divorced from you today. Today. Not yesterday. 7:17 in the morning. Here. I sign my side. Sign yours and get out.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah,
it's a joke, Joe. It's a joke.
And they seem to be numb to this whole thing. That's what's amazing.
They don't care.
David Sampson he thinks it's media-driven.
Yeah, I know. It's our fault.
I love that he thinks it's media-driven.
Yep, it's our fault.
You have 15,000 people at a game. It's media-driven.
Joe Rose's fault. Hawk's fault. Big O's fault. Channing's fault. Everyone at the other station's fault. Dave Hyde's fault. Will Manso's fault. It's not your fault.
You guys all falling into the trap.
I mean, come on. Sell the team already. Get
I would
out.
Just play that Michael Jackson song and look man in the mirror, man. Mm-hmm. Check just that. David Sampson might have to drop the mirror a little bit so he can see it, but take a look at that mirror.
Said you weren't going to go there.
I wasn't going to go there.
You went there.
Anyway, we've got a lot
small
more.
Small mirror. Sorry, you got me.
I'm not doing that.
I know.
Don't do it. No reason to do it, man.
Tiny mirror.
No, that's I'm not touching that. Now you're being a bad guy. See, now you're
I just
being
want him
mean.
To sell the team.
That's all.
Please. Enough.
But don't have the commissioner saying we're selling the team.
And the three groups.
Sampson saying we're selling the team. And then the owner comes out. What the hell are you guys talking about?
There's no Sam. People
there's
get
no
married and unmarried all the time. Sell stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Shut up. Sell the team.
There's actually a lot of people that stay married forever. Yeah. I don't happen to be one.
Tell them, Joe.
But there are a lot of people that have done it.
There's other people.
Anyway, we got to take a break here, but we got a lot more coming up. I want to hear that Jeffrey Lurie thing. I was out of town. Can I hear it one more time? No, not right now, but when we come back, I want to hear this.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
And a deal will happen.
There's no deal, so stop talking deal. I'm going to leave because there's nothing to comment about. At some point, maybe. Yeah. Everybody sells something, maybe. Everybody gets married or unmarried, maybe.
And you wonder why everybody thinks that guy's an idiot. Seriously. You wonder right there, and it's
everybody gets married and unmarried, Joe.
There's only one guy that can try. I mean, the All-Star game, you can't screw up. I happen to think the baseball All-Star game is the best of all the All-Star games, just my opinion, because people disagree.
Unless you get a pitching matchup like we got here where no one was hitting.
No, I get it. And those aren't sexy,
I want to see 10-8 games.
No, I know. Everybody wants to see it. But Home Run Derby is just as popular. It's great.
It was fun.
Chicks dig the long ball. That old commercial telling the truth.
They had plenty.
To watch guys hit ridiculous bombs has become, and that's part of why I think All-Star Weekend for baseball is the best. So you can't screw up the weekend. You couldn't. A lot of people are in town. Whoever's picking the bill up for the police and the fire department, it was a great weekend. It was. So Laurie couldn't screw that up.
Well.
But he did try to put a little dent into it by all of a sudden. And it's this idiot that decides before the season starts, oh, by the way, we're selling the team. So we're just – they started. We didn't go around trying to make it up in the media. They're the ones that decided. And by the way, it's become a distraction. It has. These guys got to hear about – they hear the team that, no, well, the team's losing a lot of money. If we're out of it, maybe we're going to get rid of guys. So they got to deal with that, right? So, yeah, it falls back. So people are going to ask you. So don't give them that pissy little attitude of yours. Oh, you guys, but well, no. Why don't you go talk to the commissioner? He's saying we got three groups that all have a chance to get it.
That's right.
Or your former stepson. He's going around the president saying stuff.
It's just he finds a way to.
Did you have to say that?
No,
Mike?
You didn't. He finds a way to make a situation
worse.
There's
a better way to handle it.
Yes.
I know he's salty with everybody because nobody likes him, and he reads articles and they're all negative about him.
But what if his answer to that question was, listen, guys, I can't talk about it right now. We're talking with the groups. We're talking with the commissioner. We're trying to get something done. Until I have more news than that, there's really nothing to talk about. And you know what I would have said at that point? Good answer. Don't give me anything, but don't give me, there's no sale. What are you talking about? There's nothing of this. People get married and unmarried. People sell things and buy things. Like, shut up. Like, you know, if you're not going to say something that we want to hear at this point, honestly, I don't want to hear from you. But you know what? I do blame us for that a little bit because we put a mic in his face. So we're going to get answers like that when you put a mic in his face know what you're going to get from him.
But Zach, he's got a final say on who's going to buy the team. This stuff's heating up. You got the Moss family. He's one of the wealthiest families we have in Dade County sitting there, the father and son. And we see some bonding. People are like, hey, what's going on here? It looks like the Moss family doesn't have, 200 partners in the deal. It's just the family. And he gets all crazy and goes,
Joe, we're not selling. Joe, there's no deal.
Well, wait a sec. Before you decide to turn into being a complete jerk that you are,
and
you're going back into your thing to being the idiot, why don't you go talk to the commissioner? Or David Sampson's talking about it, too. Like, what you think we're off on this? Looks to us like you're getting ready to sell it.
He is something else, Joe. Honestly, it can't be soon enough that he sells his team and gets out of town.
You know what? I hope Trump still got that job over in France.
Ambassador, right?
Because the French people are a lot of miserable people over there. It'd be a perfect place for him to be.
I totally agree. It's a perfect place
Jeffrey
for him to
Laurie
go.
Over there with the French would be a perfect place for him to be.
He'll enjoy it.
Right?
Just go over there and
go
don't
look at
come
the
back.
Art. Hell, you can buy all the
perfect.
Art you want with the amount of money you're stealing from South Florida.
Can you imagine this guy was an art dealer before the $1 billion profit he's going to make now?
Go get some new Picasso pieces.
That's
over
it.
There.
But stay there.
Stay.
Yeah, take your billion and you're out. Don't come back to Miami.
Help your wife write another cookbook, celebrity cookbook.
That's fine, but do it in French.
Yeah,
do it in French. Get out. Peace. Like, we're good. Thanks for being here. Get out of town. Seriously, at this point, there's nothing more to say. Sell the team already. Accept a bid. The commissioner wants you gone. The city wants you gone. What the hell are you still doing here?
I see there's no love between the Dade County mayor and
zero.
Dade County mayor and David Sampson.
Mm-mm.
See, and here's David Sampson's little bitch move that he always uses. I got to get into this. I just got to get some of this off my chest and I'll be fine.
Do it.
So this is like going to counseling where I spend thousands of dollars.
$150 for this hour. The 7 o'clock
ex-wives
hour.
I've been
brought to you by the $150 check for me in Hollywood.
Nobody has spent more money on counseling than I have. So this thing, like David Sampson, he's like a little kid. Like when he gets upset, somebody says something about him or something negative, he tries to cut him off. Whether it's this radio station or the mayor. He acts like he's a 12-year-old. Like,
well, yes.
You can't play with my toys if you say that about me. And that's how he acts. He's a spoiled little brat is what it is.
It sounds like it, yes.
He's a spoiled little brat that's been handed everything. And so the way he handles things, so he thinks because the mayor's been a little critical of things and didn't vote for wouldn't have voted and was not in favor of the new ballpark, and has said things about not going to games and doesn't like it, and these guys, what they're doing, he doesn't like it. Feels like they're just in here for a money grab. So he thinks he's getting back and hurting the mayor Dade County mayor by going, well, you know what, you're not getting tickets from us. You know, we're not doing that. It's like, seriously.
It's like just
a little
ridiculous.
Kid, like,
it's ridiculous.
Well, I'm not inviting you to my birthday party, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and you're the one not getting invited. Like, really?
It's like 12-year-olds,
man.
12-year-olds.
Grow up. You're the president of a friggin' team.
Yeah.
And if you get criticized a little bit, so what? Well, you can't talk to any of the players, and you can't have any of the players if you act. Like, really? What are we in the fifth grade?
Yeah, it seems like this is a middle school.
A private school?
Yeah.
A little private school fight?
That's what it is.
A little American Heritage fifth grade?
That's it. That's what it is to these guys. That's the problem.
Sorry, American Heritage fifth grade. I didn't mean to take a shot.
No, it wasn't a direct shot. It was just kind of an example.
Anyway, and then the other one is, what happens to Mike Hill in this thing?
I think he's going to be a casualty of war, I guess you could say. I think that if the group comes in here, the Moss family or whoever,
because I'd ask
this,
you, like, because people like Mike Hill,
yeah,
and Mike's a good guy.
Mike Hill's a good guy.
Mike's kissing a lot of, he's kissed ass to keep this job,
okay.
But that's fine. I would have kissed ass too.
Yeah,
but what's he done? Minor league system's a disaster.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Is he just gonna go? I can't say anything. But now the Lori is gone. He sucked as an owner. He got involved in every decision, which was true, is partially true.
I don't know. When you look at the resume, it's going to be a problem for Mike Hill over the last couple of years because
they owe him money to 2020, I think.
Yeah, well, that's why he's
pay him a lot of money. That's a seven-figure salary for.
But when you look at the farm system, that's the first thing you talk about with the GM. You know, to make sure the farm system is ready.
Oh, you think that would be my part of Mike Hill's job?
Yeah.
It's one of the worst in baseball?
Yeah, it's got to be. And, you know, the roster is decent. The pitching staff stinks.
Oh, no, they got some really good. They got an outfield I wouldn't touch.
No, but their pitching staff stinks.
Unless Stan's getting ready to make huge money. And I guess, talking to somebody last night, if you get an unbelievable offer and you got a chance to load up your minor league system.
I mean, I guess there's a chance, but you're getting rid of your
Ozuna's
ticket seller.
Ozuna's going to make some money here coming up the road in a year plus.
Yes.
He has turned into the real deal.
Yeah.
Now, he got some value. Can't get rid of all those guys, though.
Well, I mean, you get Yelich, rid of—
I'm not getting rid of Yelich.
No, but you start getting rid
Yelich
of these guys.
Yelich's best days are still coming, and it hadn't been the kind of year everybody thought.
Are you ready to push the hard reset button? Because that's what's going to happen if you start getting rid of these guys. I mean, and the hard reset button.
You can get rid of some guys. I don't want to get rid of. First of all, if I'm the owner, the new owner's coming in, I'm saying, hey, listen, if you're going to do the deal with me, please don't get rid of everybody, especially the outfield.
Yeah.
Let us do that.
Contact us first.
Let us do that.
Yeah. Like, let us be at least in the conversation.
If you're out of it and you're getting ready to throw it in, don't worry about the amount of money you're losing. Once you buy the team— once you sell your team, you're going to make more than the 40 or 50 you're claiming you're going to lose.
60, whatever you're losing.
60
yeah.
million, whatever
yeah, 400 million in debt, whatever it is. Come on.
So, anyway, hey, we got to check in. We got Hollywood's headlines coming up here.
We do. I'm excited for Hollywood to actually do the headlines.
What are we getting on the text message machine? What do we got coming in here, Zach?
Okay. First, the one that just came in this second on the plumbers911.com text line, Mike Hill is the problem. Is capitalized in there right now. Joe, I want the dogs to know who took a poop on your lawn. It was Loria. It wasn't the dogs.
No, he just pooped on the whole city.
Well, that's
he's pooped on all of South Florida.
The lawn to him
baseball.
Is South Florida.
Right.
That would be the equivalent.
He just, he doesn't need to use a bathroom. He just craps on everybody everywhere.
That's it. This one's a good one because this one's near and dear to my heart. Football officially starts this week, guys. I think there's a training camp that opens actually at the end of the week.
Oh, that's somebody just brought out just therapy for all of us right
all
there.
All of us right now. Joe, way to go, Joe. The return back to sender act was all you did. If I were you, I would do it again until they put some respect for your yard, because you're the only big dog to leave mounds in your own yard. Hashtag go Dolphins, hashtag Jedi.
There you go.
So they're okay with you with the give back, I guess you could say. The dog
I didn't
give
say
back.
Anything, no confrontation.
No.
Nobody mad at anybody, because we got this one group to walk by and a little bit of,
the wave
attitude.
And poop. The wave and poop.
But anyway,
Ooh, good one here. Hold on. The Moss family are great people. Super competitive. I'm sure they'll clean house. Columbus alum, Sea Pride.
Yeah, we
there
got a lot of
right
Columbus
there.
People.
A lot of Columbus people. That's right.
I always forget, is Dade County Mayor a Columbus guy or Boleyn guy?
I think he's a Columbus guy.
I think he's Columbus,
didn't
too.
Didn't we have him on where he said something about Columbus.
I'm messing with him.
Yeah.
He's a Columbus guy.
Oh, I didn't realize you were
I was messing with the guy.
A little bit, yeah.
Hey, we got to go to a break here. We got
Hollywood's
headlines.
Gonna actually do the headline. It's not Zach doing Hollywood's headlines.
We're trying to
last
where you don't
weeks.
Have to do 200 different things.
I'm excited.
I heard that didn't go well, by the way.
Huh?
I heard it didn't go well.
Probably not. The miserable one is back. He's back.
You are.
The All miserable right. one is back.
We'll be back.
It's time for Hollywood's headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got here for me, man? I'm going to be honest with you. I kind of missed your stuff over the last couple weeks.
I missed you too, Joe.
I didn't miss you. I just missed your
the
segment.
Headlines.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Hollywood's Headlines has a sponsor, and Hollywood's Headlines are brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink. It's time for you to ditch outdated sports drinks and switch to Body Armor Sports Drink for superior hydration.
I've been drinking that when I've been playing tennis in this heat. It's great. I'm dead serious. It's so really good.
The best sports drink for the best segment.
There you go.
Ha!
It's pretty good. We start off with the Balls and Lonzo Ball.
The Ball family.
The Balls.
Okay.
The Ball
but
family.
You're trying to be half dirty. It's the Ball family.
So Lonzo Ball, have you seen this? He's been wearing different sneakers.
Oh, he
for
is
all these different companies
playing
now.
All these companies. He and the old man are brilliant.
He's been wearing different shoes, like the Steph Curry Under Armour shoes. He recently wore a pair of Jordan shoes.
Yeah.
He also wore a pair of regular Nike shoes during these summer league games that he's been playing in a ploy to get some advertising dollars. So he's selling those $500. Big baller brand
crap shoes.
That's right, $495. Yeah,
which haven't even been made yet. They haven't even shipped yet. These things. So he's been wearing all these
right.
different shoes. Now he wants a LeVar Ball wants $1 billion from one of these companies. Apparently,
ain't
the offers
happen.
Have been less
right.
than $2 million.
Yeah,
so
right.
they're a little bit off.
Yeah,
correct.
A little bit.
Although the kid's going to be a player, man. The kid's going to play the summer league basketball. The kid's
listen,
a player.
Listen, hold, stop the train a little bit until he's playing against dudes that are
all
actually
right,
in the NBA.
All right, that's fair, but I think
I'll
he's going to be good.
Dude's putting up triple doubles in summer league. I'll give him that. But let's get that first game when his dad said he was bearing Steph Curry when he plays the Warriors.
No, no. How about when he plays
Russell
against
Westbrook
Philadelphia?
And Philadelphia, and yeah, come
they
on.
They might try knocking down every time he goes a
yeah,
basket.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Target on his back.
We have a strip club incident to get to here for our next one. Broncos receiver Cody Latimer was involved in an incident outside of a Dayton strip club. Now, this incident happened back in February. The fine folks at TMZ have just obtained the
right.
video. There was a dispute over the dress code
okay.
between him and a couple of guys out there, and Latimer got pepper sprayed.
Wow.
By the bouncer. It's kind of a new one. We haven't seen that before.
Ooh, I was never given
usually,
pepper spray when I was a bouncer. That'd be
awesome.
You just
get punched in
yeah.
the face. Yeah.
It would have saved me a lot.
There were punches thrown as well, but he did get pepper sprayed.
These guys, man.
It would have been dangerous if they gave me pepper
just
spray when I was a bouncer.
Getting suspended, getting in trouble.
Just stay out of trouble.
Getting
stay
in trouble at a strip club?
Yeah.
How the hell do you get in trouble at a strip club?
Well, I can give you numerous ways.
No, but Zach, I mean, come on.
I'm just saying.
Just go in and do your business.
Naked women, booze, a bunch of dudes all trying to be the guy.
All right. Good point.
This is a perfect setup for something bad to happen, Joe. Although it's fun when you go.
Well, we don't hear a lot down. We got some really top notch strip clubs. We don't hear much about guys.
I mean, it's a good point. But when you go to a Dayton strip club, is this where it was? Dayton?
Yeah.
Okay, Dayton, Ohio. I'm guessing this isn't, you know, Tootsie's or Scarlett's or you know, the Cheetah.
It's
Dayton,
good
Ohio.
Good names to start with.
Yeah.
What else?
So the Big Three League is still going on.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Believe it or not, they've
yeah.
made it to I guess week three. And they were in Philadelphia. Allen Iverson is the face of the league.
Correct.
So everyone in Philly packed the building. They were excited to
of course,
see
CAI.
Iverson play, except for the fact that he was a last-minute scratch.
Doctor told him not to play.
Yeah, the doctor told him right before, I guess, before the game, not to play. And he announced on his Instagram account, fans are ready at this thing. The last game ended at nearly 10 o'clock at night, the game that Iverson's team played in.
What time did they start?
It's an all-day affair, this event.
I told you, the first day in Brooklyn,
that's too much.
It was 7 hours long for four games. 7 hours.
If I'm going 7 hours, I literally got to watch Michael Jordan in his prime
yeah.
against Larry Bird in his prime.
Or Allen Iverson playing in Philadelphia. Sure, at that point, maybe you'd wait around for that. But if he doesn't, and people were still there, that's impressive.
Needless to say, fans headed towards the exits.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
Our next story takes us to something called the National Fantasy Football Convention.
Well, that sounds like something right up my alley. Thing.
Yeah.
Apparently very cool people go to.
I'd go.
So David Johnson was speaking to XM Radio over there, their fantasy sports station, and he said that he expects to get 30 touches per game.
I like it.
This upcoming season, which would probably make him your first overall pick in your fantasy
leagues.
He's
my keeper.
Leagues.
Yeah, I'll take it.
How long is he going to last? I'm not trying to be a downer. Anybody in the league that gets 30 touches a game in today's NFL, how long are you going to last? How long is your career? And by the way, he's one of those guys. There's a handful of those guys that want 30 touches a game. We got a guy down here wants it too.
When you guys were on vacation, guess who was on the show? Bruce Arians. We got to talk to Bruce Arians for a couple minutes about David Johnson. He's a superstar, but 30 touches a game means about 2 years in the league.
It's too much.
2.5 years in the league? 30 touches a game?
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Will you be at the next National Fantasy Football Convention?
No.
I will. Is this a promotion? I'll go.
I guess we could broadcast live.
I'm in. I'll do it. Oh, wait. It's in Vegas? So it's 4:51 in the morning there? Can I do the midday show?
Yeah, you want a different show if you're going out there and doing that bad.
I mean, I'll go out. I'll bring Hollywood with me.
Those days are over from Super Bowls in Arizona and getting up to do shows.
Minnesota this year.
All right, this next story, our final story here today, is kind of a wild one. Safeway, the grocery store, is running a promotion with the Canadian Football League. You win $1 million if the team returned two kickoffs for touchdowns. So two kicks had to be returned for touchdowns.
Same game?
Same game.
Wow.
So it's kind of unusual that it would happen. Now, the lady entered into a sweepstakes, and she was picked to be the person that participated in this. So if two got returned, she would win $1 million. The opening kickoff got returned for a touchdown.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm
so she's sitting
sweating.
Pretty right now.
I'm sweating.
She got a shot. So in the second quarter, former FAU running back Martise Jackson returned one for another touchdown. She won $1 million.
Wow.
Except for the fact that the kickoff return was called back.
No.
A fullback, Mike Miller, who was 8 yards back on the play, took a dive after getting touched in the back. They called it back for a legal block.
Oh, my God. You son of a. $1 million. Two kickoffs in one game? Who is he, Ted Ginn?
You don't think somebody in that game told those officials, I don't care what it is. If somebody's scoring, you better call a damn penalty.
They get to that one, you better call something
back. They interviewed the family, and they basically said they were sick to their stomach over
I'm
it.
I'm sick to my stomach.
Safeway was nice enough to give them groceries for a year, and then the Canadian Football League gave them tickets to the Grey Cup, which I guess is their Super Bowl.
It is their
oh
Super
boy.
Bowl. Groceries for years not terrible.
Cup. Oh, boy.
Still want $1 million in cash. No,
that's on the list.
You imagine Ray getting $1 million taken away on a block in the back?
And instead you're getting...
And it was away from the play. I mean, it was way out.
Instead you get cheese and bread
that
for
that sounds like a high school game, too, where the official is over there and go, really? Did you have to call that 900 yards away?
$1 million.
From the ball?
Gosh. $1 million.
Jeez.
Hollywood's headlines are brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink. It's time for you to ditch outdated sports drinks and switch to Body Armor Sports Drink for superior hydration.
Been drinking a man between before these tennis games. This guy's good stuff in there.
It's working out for you,
good
man.
Stuff. Yeah. Good stuff. Trying to fill up the old body in there.
Thanks. Hydrate.
Thanks, Wood. That was good stuff, man. Good stuff today. Tease me in a couple of text messages, will you?
All right.
Tease me, bro.
Plumbers911.com, text line 56022. Joe, like the balls, your neighbor's coming out with their own shoe brand. You know what it's called?
What?
The Poopers. The Marlins will get absolutely next to nothing for Stan. Trading him is nothing more than a salary dump, and other teams know this at this point. They're going to get something for him, but not a lot, I think, because everyone knows they want to get rid of this money. So I don't know. I don't know if you're going to redo your whole AAA system.
I think I may be nuts, and I know they still owe him almost $300 million on that contract, but there's a lot of teams that love to have his 26 home runs right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of home runs there.
Bad right fielder. I think he's got value to the teams that have big payroll that still want a guy that's
You need a bat? We got a
prime.
Bat. A bat in his prime right now. Welcome back, Wood. Oh, wait, Joe is gone too. That was a text that just came in. And Joe, your neighbor found poop and screamed, honey, it looks like Joe Rose took a dump on our lawn again. You do that a lot or no?
I I'll put it up there. I have no regrets.
Here's another one to end this segment with. Joe, I know who took a poop on my radio. It was Hollywood.
Oh, man.
The guy's back. Hollywood's best buddy's back texting.
Wood, man. Wood brings him out, doesn't he?
He does. That's Wood. The plumbers911.com text line 56022.
That sucks. I'm really bothered by that, too.
There he is.
He's back.
Did you miss that sarcasm? Come on,
did.
Man.
I'm like David Sampson. I'm bothered by everything.
Yeah, I could tell.
Sounds like this to David Sampson. We're not.
Thank God that was a short segment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.